Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I need you guys to tell me, oh man, I get so scared when I ask this question to you two.
Okay.
Am I a codger? Am I like...
can I request elaboration.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you just want me to do it? You didn't like... What's your gut say?
I want to know, what's a codger? Is that like...
old fuddy-duddy who's just like complaining about, like, in my day, my kids...
I think you just answered the question for us.
No, my kids are driving me nuts, and I don't think I'm crazy, but I noticed it today when I dropped my daughter off at school that the bulk of children are doing it, doing this thing, and my son does it, and it's... Neither of my children, no matter what I do, will take or wear a coat.
No, really?
No! Matter what I do, they won't even just... I'm like, you don't have to wear it. Just take it. Just, I need you to have it. No. Just, but no. They won't. And I don't know if that's this gen... Did it hit your generation, T-Hack? Do you believe when it's cold outside that you should have a GD coat with you?
I agree. I think there was a time where you were like, oh, you got to look cool and not have a coat. You're kind of showing like, I'm tough. Because there's also the guys who wear shorts even when it's cold. And that's like, oh,
other Oprah, man.
But then...
Because I do that.
You wear shorts?
Yeah.
For some reason...
With a coat.
No, but this may be sexist. I don't mind it when girls do it because you guys are sort of, we forced you into dresses or you force yourself, whatever. Like you wear dresses a lot, so your legs are used to being exposed. But I know dudes, I know this one dude. Hey, Kenji, I'm looking at you. It is a flipping blizzard out and he will not wear anything but shorts and flip-flops. And I'm like, you're stepping in 6 inches of snow in flip-flops and shorts. Like, and you're a grown-ass man. What are you doing?
I know. Like, we don't think you're cool anymore.
We don't.
Like, we don't think you're tough. But I think once you just get a good jacket and you realize how much nicer it is, then you just wear the coat. Once you realize, and the girls aren't impressed by you're wearing shorts in the winter.
Or
you know,
that your arms are out. Like Mia, Aaron, you love Mia, right?
I love her so much.
She's not stupid.
No.
She's straight A student, higher than a 4.0 grade point average, testing out at everything. She's amazing. She doesn't see why you would ever need one.
Ever?
Well,
don't they have lockers and stuff at school?
They
like that?
No longer have lockers.
What?
They really just don't. She's like, I'm like, she doesn't take a backpack to school anymore. And I'm like, what?
What?
Well, she does, but it's a little one and she just carries it. Cause there's like outbuildings and it's almost, they kind of groom you for college in high school now because like there's CTE buildings like behind the school. So it's like, you don't have time to go from this quad all the way to your locker and back. So you just basically, you just go to class.
You just walk to the next class. So then you need a big backpack.
So she just got a backpack, but then she doesn't want to take a coat.
So is that why? Because she doesn't have a place to store it? Because we had lockers. Or you just put it, whatever, in your locker.
I don't know.
Well, here's my other question. Are you modeling the behavior? Because I just had a similar thing with my son where as I came down to get ready to take him to school, I have my sneakers and I hear my wife going, Leo, you need to wear boots today because it's cold and there's snow. And I'm like, and then he looks up and goes, well, Poppy's doesn't have boots. So I went back upstairs and I got my boots and I came back down and changed because I'm like, you're right. I should wear boots. So are you wearing a coat?
What's sitting on the counter right there?
Right,
what's that?
I don't know.
How many coats? What am I wearing on my body right now?
A hoodie.
Yeah.
Over
and a coat.
And a coat. Okay. That's good. Are you, do they think you're not cool? So should you
no,
not wear
like,
a coat?
I kind of went through the same thing in high school where like, we didn't have recess. We weren't playing outside.
I love you so much. You're playing into this argument. Just keep going. Don't stop.
Well, because I was that kid.
Right. So in your brain.
So I would wear a hoodie, but that was all I needed because I wasn't outside. I didn't need the coat.
This is the exact argument that both Noah and Mia gave to me. For like a grand total of 90 seconds is what I'm outside.
Yeah.
When I get out of your car and walk to the door. When I get, and this is Noah, when I get out of my car and walk to the door, I'm either in the school or in my car. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to be this guy. What if your car doesn't work? That's, what if your car is stolen? What if you're driving down 470 and your car breaks down? Yeah. What if your school is evacuated?
Right. What if you want to talk to some chicks in the parking lot after
Hello?
School? Get your priorities straight. Be prepared.
Because Tiak walked into the radio station today. We walked into the building at the exact same time, but we came in from opposite sides.
It was very movie-like, actually. You were backlit.
Were backlit. Oh my God, was I really? How's that possible?
I couldn't even see it was you. I was like, oh, there's
I didn't see it was you, but I knew it was you.
Oh.
Because his hair is like, and like just, it's like flowing, but he's wearing not a full trench coat. What do you call that? Like the
pea coat?
Is that what that's called?
Yeah, just like an overcoat.
So it's just like the hair flowing and the pea coat. And I'm like, I don't know who that is, but I'm going to kiss him when we get to the elevator.
And I just saw a shadow. I'm like, I think that whoever that is going to kiss me.
But like my son doesn't have that. He's just standing there in stupid.
Probably shivering.
Yes.
That so doesn't look cool.
All I'm asking is, you are kind of like that. Does my argument make you change your, because it doesn't make them change your mind.
No, because like, I didn't bring a coat. This is my Lululemon jacket is my coat today.
Oh no.
303-222-5423. If you're a parent. And there's got to be a way to sew them into their coat.
Yeah.
How do we get little turd buckets to wear their coats?
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.